Marco Werman here with The World. Connections, something we mention quite often here on the show, how people or places here in the U.S. are frequently connected to someone or some place halfway around the globe. Like this next story about a Roman Catholic monastery in Missouri called Assumption Abbey. Monks have been leading simple, contemplative lives at Assumption Abbey for decades, since the monastery was built in the 1960s. But recently, they've had to go overseas to find new recruits. Reporter Ryan Schisler was just there. So, Ryan, why is Assumption Abbey having to recruit monks from overseas to keep the monastery going?
Well, fewer American Catholics are choosing a monastic life and becoming nuns and monks. And so as the older people who have lived in these monasteries for decades age and pass away, they're unable to fill the spots faster than these people are moving on.
So where's Assumption Abbey getting most of the help from?
This particular abbey is looking at a monastery in central Vietnam where vocations are actually booming. They have the opposite problem where more people are wanting to become monks than they have room for physically in the space.
Yeah, so they've got a surplus of monks in Vietnam, and they're coming to Missouri. How are the two communities getting along?
Well, I spoke to several monks there, and all report good things. There is, of course, a language barrier at first, but a lot of the monks from Vietnam are picking up English. But Father Cyprian Harrison, one of the American monks who's lived at Assumption Abbey for decades, told me a bit more about some of the other challenges.
Certainly the diet, the food. Ours was not all that appetizing to them, and some of theirs was not all that appetizing to us. But there's a gradual blending that's going on there.
What about the new arrivals, Ryan? How are they finding it?
Yeah, they are generally liking it. But of course, the climate is not only completely different in southern Missouri than it is in Vietnam, but there's a lot of cultural barriers. And what they're doing is preparing in the long term to really take over this monastery. Eventually, it'll be mostly Vietnamese. And Father Thaddeus Nguyen, one of the first Vietnamese monks who came, told me a bit more about that.
The time we live here is the time for me to learn. To learn how to live in this society, and we have to learn how to live and how to manage the things within the house. And for me, I think a little bit difficult at first.
Does this mean that these Vietnamese monks are here in the States, in Missouri, for good?
That's an interesting question. They're on a temporary visa for religious workers that can extend for a maximum of 5 years at a time. But there is an option to petition for permanent residency after those 5 years. But the plan is to keep monks from this particular monastery in Vietnam coming permanently, yes.
So what's the backstory here? How did a little monastery in the Ozarks manage to connect with this other monastery in Vietnam?
Well, several years ago, the local diocese that this monastery is in closed the door to new vocations because there hadn't been a new monk coming to live here for years. And it was then that the remaining monks decided that they needed to do something to keep this place open because it is so important to the local Catholic community there. And it just so happened that at the time, a monk from this monastery in Vietnam was visiting the area, and they managed to connect with him and heard about the booming vocations there, and the rest is history.
Now, one of the things Assumption Abbey is known for, I have learned, is fruitcakes. Each year around the holidays, they go to work making fruitcakes, 30,000 this year alone. Did the Vietnamese monks easily pick up this tradition?
They have, and now the bakery, which is the main means of financial support for the monastery, is being completely staffed by the monks from Vietnam because the American monks are all too old to keep working at it. They make fruitcakes every day, all year.
I got to ask, too, with all the booze and an authentic fruitcake, that is cool with the Assumption Abbey officials?
They do eat the fruitcakes, I believe, though I imagine not every day.
In moderation. Reporter Ryan Schisler, thanks very much for telling us about your visit to Assumption Abbey in Missouri. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Marco.
Check out some of Ryan's pictures of Assumption Abbey and its famous holiday baked goods over at PRI.org.